Good evening, UMR. Good evening, Rala. This is Mike Finn, and it's time for the American Mutt Show. And I'm playing around here with a few dials, make sure I get this thing to work a little bit. All right, it's 6:02 p.m. You're listening to KMNR Rala. This is 25th of October, Wednesday night, and big night here for us here at the station. We're going to have our annual Halloween party, the Freakers Ball. So I'll be telling you more about that. It starts, I think, doors open at 7, show at 8. So you want to make sure you attend. What's that? Doors at 8, show at 9. So I won't even be late. You can stay here, tune to your radio to 8 o'clock, and then run over there and be the first one in line. All right. Well, thanks, Quentin, for the show. Thanks for covering for me again last week. I really appreciate that. And, well, I'm going to start off tonight's show with, let's see, that's CD2. I'm going to start off the show with some Santana for you.
Thank you. to tell you, boys, I was born to be bad.
2 years for me, and I'm still not quite myself.
This is the last worthless evening that you have to spend, baby.
All right, that was some Don Henley for you, The Last Worthless Evening. Before that, we heard Counter Moon, and that was Donald Fagen. Before that, George Thorogood, Born to be Bad, and started off tonight's Much Show with Future Primitive by Santana. Something, I won't say really unusual for them, but a little more unusual for perhaps me to play. But I hope you enjoyed it nonetheless. It's 6:22 p.m., Wednesday evening, October 25th. And I owe you some news and weather, but I'm not quite ready with the news. So, but let me talk to you about the weather here for a minute. I'll share the information I have with you. Right now it's 46 degrees Fahrenheit, 8 degrees Celsius, light rain and mist. Humidity obviously is 100%. The dew point is 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are 13 miles per hour or 20 kilometers per hour from the south-southeast. Pressure is 20.95 inches, and the wind chill is 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Right now, through 7 p.m., light to moderate rain showers will continue to move across portions of southeast Kansas and the Missouri Ozarks. Hourly rainfall rates will range from a few hundredths of an inch with the lighter activity to a few tenths of an inch with the heavier showers. Light fog and locally reduced visibilities will accompany these rain showers. Tonight, periods of showers, temperatures nearly steady in the mid-40s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 90%. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the mid-50s, southeast winds around 10 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 60%. Tomorrow night, periods of showers, lows in the mid-40s. Friday, periods of showers, high in the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs around 60. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. All right, so there you go. Little weather for you. I'll get the news to you here in a little bit as I get my act together a little more here in the studio. But right now, I've got some John Hartford for you.
Someday about 25 years from now, when we've all grown old from a wondering how, oh, we'll all sit down at the city dump and talk about the good old days. Oh, you'll pass a joint and I'll pass a wine, and anything good from down the line. A lot of good things went down one time back in the good old days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good people are done, gone, gone. That's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days. Sometimes we get to thinking that we're almost done, and there ain't nothing left that we can figure out. And I guess it must have seemed a lot more like that back in the good old days. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. There's always somebody, don't you know? I hang around saying, well, I told you so. Back in the good days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good people are done, gone, gone. Well, that's my life, but when I sing this song about back in the good days. Oh, we'll all join hands and we'll gather round when that old guitar starts to make that sound. A lot of good things went down, downtown, back in the good days. We's in love with the people that we hadn't even met, out for anything that we could get. Oh, we did it then and we'll do it yet, back in the good days. Yeah, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good done, gone, gone. That's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days.
live alone. Don't much bother me, it won't be long. I'm a woman who wants to be near. Me and my mountain will be right here.
Far, I know where you are. Friends all without you. Come back and stay. How could you refuse? I've been living the blues every night without you. I've been living the blues day and night without you.
Like every time before, you say let's try once more. But now I know that love takes two to see it through. But these feelings that I have will never mean as much to you. You know a lot about a moonlit night, candlelight burning bright, and you know how to play the part, listening from the heart. But you turn each word against me like some lover's martial art. You wouldn't know love if it reached right out and held you. You wouldn't know love if it cried and walked the floor. Never know how hard I've tried to please you. You wouldn't know love if it walked right out the door. Pretty words roll off your tongue for me. Your poetry flows easily. Words aren't always what they first appear. Now the illusion's clear. But when I look around, there's only smoke and mirrors. You wouldn't know love if it reached right out and held you. You wouldn't know love if it cried and walked the floor. You'll never know how hard I've tried to please you. You wouldn't know love if it walked right out the door. If it reached right out and held you, you wouldn't know love. If it cried and walked the floor, you'll never know how hard I've tried to please you. You wouldn't know love if it walked right out the door. If it walked right out.
All right, that was the Nashville Bluegrass Band for you. You Wouldn't Know Love. Before that, Living the Blues, and that was also the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Before that, we heard Manassas doing Colorado and started off that set with Back in the Good Old Days. Of course, that was John Hartford, the late, great John Hartford. All right, well, I got some news for you and some messages. I'm going to get those going, and we'll press on tonight's Mutt Show on your college radio station, KMNR. Okay, from Stafford, a circle of sadness surrounded, a dedication of a sign that is now up along I-44 in the Stafford area. A sign that remembers Highway Patrol Corporal Jay Sampietro, who was hit and killed while helping direct traffic for a reconstruction team investigating an earlier fatal crash. His wife Jennifer choked back tears. She says her husband was not a man who looked for praise but would be honored by today's ceremony. She also honored the State Transportation Department worker who was killed just last week. William Crane was hit by a semi in the same area along Interstate 44 as he put up the dedication sign. Excuse me, sorry about that. From Chillicothe, ground has been broken for a new women's prison in the North Missouri town of Chillicothe. It will replace the state's oldest prison, which goes back to 1887, and it will be more than triple the size of the old place. The new one will cost $120 million to build, will hold more than 1,600 inmates, and should be open late in 2008 or early in 2009. From Berkeley, the former city manager of Berkeley has pleaded guilty to bribery and mail fraud. Ex-manager Joseph King admits he took more than $32,000 in kickbacks to steer the city's insurance business to one particular agent. He will be sentenced in January. The federal prosecutor says the other man was an independent agent and the insurance company did not know what he was up to. The insurance agent has been identified by the insurance company as Matthew McWilliams, who pleaded guilty last month to possessing child pornography. He'll be sentenced on that crime next month. From Anderson, a man from Southwest Missouri community of Anderson is accused of murdering a woman who disappeared 3 years ago. Murder and tampering charges have been filed against David Epperson, who's accused of murdering Frida Hain of Oldfield. Her skull was found by tourists in the Mark Twain National Forest 6 months after she disappeared. The prosecutor says DNA evidence identified the skull as hers and helped place Epperson in the home at the time of the murder. Okay, there's some news tidbits for you. About a couple messages, and we'll try to keep the music just flowing right here on this non-commercial educational station. After these messages, I have some Doc Watson for you. So let's see what comes up. Hey, wait a minute. Okay, talking to myself, and well, that's fairly normal, I suppose, for me. So here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do you like blood, violence, and freaks of nature? Well, Camden presents a spectacle of oddities and curiosities, and also on October 25th. At Freakers Ball, you will bear witness to the likes of the Flesh.
I believe in a beautiful thing. The subtle things
the Madness starts at 9. So paint your faces and come on down to All-Stars on the 25th. The folks here at Cayman Art are offering $300 in cash and prizes for the best costume.
Ty gets home after a busy day at the office, hoping to find a warm dinner waiting. When he gets home, the dinner isn't there, neither is his partner, Julie. After a few hours of waiting, Julie enters the house, and Todd immediately starts to question her.
Where have you been? Who are you with? Why isn't my dinner ready?
He then begins to call her names and shouts and threatens to leave her. However, he doesn't stop there. When she tries to plead and apologize, he picks up his keys and throws them at her and pushes her around. As she cries, he slaps her face and repeatedly tells her to shut up.
Todd and Julie's friends would be shocked if they knew what was happening right now. They seemed like such a perfect couple on the outside. Emotional and physical abuse is rarely visible. What Todd and Julie just experienced are classic signs of abuse. 77% of men and women agree that domestic violence is a major problem facing our country today. Equally important, 81% of Americans believe something can be done to reduce domestic violence. The best way to prevent abuse and to help the abused is education.
Abuse comes in many different forms. Abuse can be emotional, physical, and even sexual. Some elements of abuse are criticizing, calling names, or shouting, as well as humiliating and threatening to leave the partner. Other elements consist of pushing, shoving, slapping, kicking, hitting, and throwing objects. Emotional abuse often leads to physical abuse, which can lead to sexual abuse. It doesn't get better, it only gets worse.
You may be upset by the previous information, but the following information is downright scary. An estimated 3 to 4 million women a year are battered. A woman is physically abused every 9 seconds. 2/3 of abuse is committed by someone the victim knows, often a boyfriend or husband. 42% of all murdered women are killed by their intimate male partners. Today, battering is the single largest cause of injury to women in the United States.
If you or someone you know have experienced any of these signs of abuse, there is help available. The Russell House, located here in the Rolla area, is a shelter for abused and battered women. They offer many services to those who need them, such as emergency housing, 24-hour crisis line, individual counseling, support groups, court advocacy, and other related services. The crisis line for the Russell House is 364-0222. Again, that number is 364-0222. The business line is 364-0597, and their email address is russell@rallanet.org.
Domestic abuse may not always leave physical scars, but it will always leave emotional scars. It won't go away just by wishing it so.
You have to get help. Remember, abuse won't get better. It will only get worse with time.
This was brought to you by your nonviolent friends at 89.7 FM, KMNR, Rolla. Nasty dressings, your turn now to stand where I stand. Everybody looking.
As I walked out one morning in the Alabama chill, I saw some old friends hanging from a tree on Holby's Hill. By their tattered legs they dangled, dripping down along the spine. Old George Gudger's overalls are drying on the line. George Gudger, he's an honest cuss, and he loves to work his land. And I've long admired his overalls that I held there in my hand. My brand new pair was stiffer than I starched up Sunday suit. But his could walk around by the cells and plow the corn to boot. Now the knees looked almost bloody from the Red Hail County clay. George Gudger's debts and prayers had kept him kneeling down all day. Old George owes me money, but I owe him my respect. If his overalls will fit me, boys, I'll forget about his death. I stepped into them big old legs like falling down a mine. Then I heard a ragged chuckle, and there stood old George behind. A smile of old tobacco juice just trickling down his chin. He says you might as well try walking around in someone else's skin. But son, if you like them old friends of mine so much, I guess I could let them go. Had to lend them to my wife last year while she's carrying little Joe. She bent down in the fields one day and split that tired old seam. Now she's gone and beat them half to death on that rock there by the stream. Yeah, the knees looked almost bloody from the Red Hail County clay. George Gudger's debts and prayers that kept him kneeling down all day. You know, I walked just like a drunken man. The dang gear made me fall. They kept trying to steer me back towards Gudger's place, cause they steal old George's overalls. At home before the mirror, I seemed to be a different man. In my mind, I kept seeing his farmed out patch of land. So I took him back his overalls and a week's supply of food. I also left my brand new pair and I sneaked home in the nude.
Well, you wore out a brand new trunk, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peed. You're gonna change or am I gonna leave? You're gonna change the way you live and change the things you do. Stop doing all the things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peed. And that is wrong. You just keep nagging all the day long. It's gotta stop. I don't mean please. Well, you're gonna change or I'm gonna leave. The way to keep a woman happy, make her do what's right, is love her every morning, ball her out at night. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peed. Oh Lord, you're gonna change or I'm gonna leave. You get mad, you pack your rags and go back to dad. You tell him lies he don't believe. Well, you're gonna change or I'm gonna leave. The way to keep a woman happy and make her do what's right is love her every morning, ball her out at night. Your dad is mad, he's done got peed. You're gonna change or I'm gonna leave. Well, you're gonna change or I'm gonna leave. You're gonna change.
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you, she's got that kind of love. Lord, I love to hear it when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I know by the sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I've got the love seat blue. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I've tried to keep her satisfied, but she just won't stay. And now that she's leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you, she's got that kind of love. Lord, I love to hear it when she calls me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. I'm lonesome. I've got the love seat blue.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses fallen. It's you, must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But if you come and all the flowers are dying, and I am dead, as dead I will may be. You come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I will know, though soft he tread above me, and then my grave will richer, sweeter be. And you'll bend down and tell me that you love me, and I will rest in peace until you come.
Was the late great Johnny Cash doing Danny Boy. Before that, Lovesick Blues, and that was Ryan Adams. Before that, we heard Tom Petty, You're Gonna Change or I'm Gonna Leave. And we started off that set with George Gilder's Overalls, and that was a tune by Doc Watson. All right, it's 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. You're listening to the American Mutt Show on your college radio station, KMNR Rolla, and I'm glad you're here with me. That finishes up the first hour of the Mutt Show, and I'm ready to get back into some tunage for you. But let me take care of a few business items, and then we'll have the rest of the second hour to go straight through with a lot of good music. What I have here is a public service announcement, and we'll follow that up with some family health, and then I've got some Sam Bush lined up for your listening pleasure. So where am I here? Okay, little... What did I say? Public service announcement. You're listening to KMNR Rolla.
When you're young, the last thing you want to think about is retirement.
But believe me, it'll come sooner than you think, and you've got to be prepared.
Millions of Americans are not covered by a pension plan. That means, as you get older, you have no safety net to ensure that you have a comfortable retirement.
But you can do something about it. If you plan ahead, the U.S. Department of Labor has a toll-free hotline to help at 1-800-998-7542.
That's 1-800-998-7542, because saving matters.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by your friends at KMNR Rolla, 89.7 FM.
What is black cohosh, and is it a safe medication? Some answers on today's edition of Family Health. Here's Dr. Harold C. Thompson, an osteopathic family physician.
We've had several requests for facts about the herbal preparation known as black cohosh. So on today's show, we're going to update information presented to our listeners 2 years ago about this medication. Its most common use, perhaps, is for the treatment of the hot flashes that many women experience during menopause. For this purpose, it's often sold under the brand name of Remifemin. The government classifies this product as a dietary supplement rather than a drug. This means that sale of black cohosh in the United States is not controlled by the Food and Drug Administration. This is unfortunate because black cohosh, like any herbal product, is in reality a drug. Over the past several hundred years, this medicinal herb has been used as a drug to treat a wide variety of human ailments. North American Indians use black cohosh for gynecological problems, kidney disorders, mild joint pain, sore throats, and to enhance milk production in lactating females. In the 1800s, it was a popular home remedy for fever, joint pain, and kidney disorders. In recent years, as I mentioned, Black cohosh has become popular for controlling hot flashes and menopausal symptoms. The few contemporary studies that have been done on this use of the product are somewhat encouraging. The Natural Medicine Comprehensive Database classifies black cohosh as possibly effective for the treatment of menopausal symptoms. They also list black cohosh as possibly safe, but caution that, as with any medication, it can have negative side effects. These may include gastrointestinal upset, which is fairly common. Other potential adverse effects include rash, headache, dizziness, weight gain, feeling of heaviness in the legs, and cramping. There is also a possibility that black cohosh can cause liver problems in some people. Therefore, people using it should have regular liver function tests. The mechanism of action of black cohosh is not known, and many studies have produced contradictory results. It's believed to have estrogen-like activity. If you take one thing away from today's broadcast, it should be that herbal medications are drugs, just like prescription and over-the-counter preparations. Therefore, if you think you want to try black cohosh, consult your doctor first. He or she can recommend a brand that will be as safe as possible and can monitor your liver function and look out for any possible interactions with other drugs you're taking.
Family Health is a service of the College of Osteopathic Medicine and the Telecommunications Center at Ohio University. In cooperation with the American Osteopathic Association and the American College of Osteopathic Surgeons.
me when you're falling. Hold on to me when you're falling down. Hold on to me when you're falling down to the ground. Hold on to me when you're falling. 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 Thank you.
9-pound hammer, just a little too heavy, baby, for my side, baby, for my side. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't go? See my baby, but ain't it coming back? Lord, ain't it coming back? Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't go? It's a long way to Harlem, it's a long way to Nashville, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't go? Lordy, when I'm long gone, you can make my tombstone out of number 9 coal, out of number 9 coal. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't go?
a short-term lease. No time for asking. No going back to get her. Taking a little from the mixture. Trying to fit it into the picture. Got a place where you're standing. Get your shoes into the dirt. Trying hard to get back.
Alright, that was Government Mule, and that was Banks of the Deep End, and that was by request, long distance request coming from Pennsylvania. DJ Boyce and a friend of his listening to tunes while they're doing some graduate studying. And so any friend of Boyce's is a friend of mine, and that goes out to you, friend out there in Penn State, Banks of the Deep. And before that, we heard Ricky Skaggs doing Road to Spencer. Before that, we heard 9-Pound Hammer. That was Vassar Clements with Bobby Osborne on vocals. And before that, we started off that set with a couple of Sam Bush tunes, Leather Britches and Hold On. And I just want to make a comment there. It shows kind of the range of Sam Bush. He can do the pure traditional bluegrass, or he can just kind of rock it up a little and do some new grass, as he did in that tune called Hold On. All right, it's 7:30 p.m. right now. You're listening to York College Radio Station, KMNR Rolla. Of course, we're at 89.7, and as Boyce and friend know out there, we're streaming across the World Wide Web. Don't forget that Freakers Ball starts in a half hour. Doors open. Band start at 9. Hope to see you there. And I'll be there. And at 8 o'clock, I believe, I do not see that it was rented out, so Keynote and Rachel doing the local music show, and DJ Terry at 9 rocking out again. So keep it tuned right here, or get your butt over to All Stars and join us for our annual Halloween concert. Well, let's just keep the music going. I got nothing else to say. Here's David Bromberg.
Wallflower, wallflower, won't you dance with me? I'm sad and lonely too. Wallflower, wallflower, won't you dance with me? I'm falling in love with you. Yes, I'm just like you. I'm wondering what I'm doing here. And just like you, I'm wondering what's going on. Wallflower, wallflower, won't you dance with me? The night is soon. And I can see you standing in the smoky haze, and I know that you're gonna be mine one of these days. You're not alone. A wallflower, wallflower, won't you dance with me? Please let me ride you home.
If I know you like I think I do, it won't take long for you to fall loose. if I know you. If I know you like I think I do, you'll cause a scene before the night is through. You're laughing loud in your stocking feet. You'll be making time with all the men we meet. See that if I know you. Won't be trying, that's understood. You can't help yourself because you look so good. You're not looking for a big romance. All you want to do is dance, dance, dance. That's what you do if I know you. If I know you think I do, that's what you do. If I know you, if I know you like I think I do, that's what you do. If I know you, if I know you like I think I do. If I know you like I think I do. If I know you. Thank you.
road. No simple highway between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Ripple in still water when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow. You who choose to lead must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home.
for the world is a part of me. That's why I'm so afraid of the progress that's been made. Towards eternity, eternity. Every morning, noon and night finds me hoping that everything's all right, all right, all right, all right. Yes, the world is in an uproar. The danger zone's everywhere, everywhere.
That was a Room Full of Blues for you doing Danger Zone. Before that, we heard Ripple by Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Before that, we heard Marsha Ball, Irma Thomas, and Tracy Nelson doing If I Know. And we started off that set with Wallflower by David Bromberg covering the Bob Dylan tune. All right, it's 7:48. You're listening to KMNR Rolla. This is Mike Finn and American Mutt Show. So the clock tells me I got about 12 minutes to go. Then we're supposed to have a local show. At the same time, we're going to have a concert. Something tells me we might not have the local show, and I might be just flipping this bad boy on to Dr. Roboto, as we call him. Well, let's just keep the music going here for while I can, until I figure the rest of this out. I got some Ozark Mountain Daredevils queued up, and I'm going to send them out to my buddy Gary. He probably could use to hear some Daredevils right now.
And a lady with night black hair, and she looks to be such a fine one. But is she really there? I've got another love, 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 love. I've got another love, love, love. I've got another love, love, love.
Yellow rose, wake old moon, quit too late, die too soon. Woman with a needle and a silver spoon, hold up singing the devil's tune. Paying dues, playing the blues, speeding the young life away. I never will get over what I heard about you first thing New Year's Day. I can't say I felt so sad. The truth is, I think I'm mad at the selfish way you left your dad when you know what a hard luck time he's had. Sleeping through a dream come true, you just threw all that talent away. I never will get over what I heard about you first thing New Year's Day. Ooh, slipping away. Ooh, New Year's Day. Falling apart when I got the call. Went out walking with the weight of it all. That's when it hit me like a waterfall. I'm playing the blues, paying my dues, speeding my young life away. I never will get over what I heard about you first thing.
Took a back row seat. I knew I had nothing new to say. So many people looked so burned out. I couldn't help feeling bad about just having to be there anyway. A friend of a friend from work came in. I never had known what to make of him. He had always seemed to be so insincere to me. You know, I've always been afraid of a 12-step crowd. They laugh too much and they talk too loud, like they all know where everyone should be. It's been a long, long, it's been a long, long, long year.
How did I get here? Well, they were talking in a circle. I was by myself. Everyone was telling everyone how they felt, and it felt like so long since I'd been young. As the circle kept moving its way to the back, I was wondering what I was gonna see. In fact, I still didn't know as it rolled off my tongue. It's been a long year. It's been a long year. How did I get here? Well, I didn't say a word all the way to my car. But a little later on that night at the bar, I was telling everybody how strange my day had been. They said, "Brother, all you need is another shot." So I threw one down. I said, "Well, thanks a lot," as I thought to myself. Well, here we go again. It's been a long year. It's been a long year. How did I get here?
Yes, sir. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? This is your boy, DJ Keynote, and this is the local show on KMNR 89.7 FM, Rolla, Missouri. I hope that you're having a good time. Right now, the Freakers Ball is actually going on, so hey, if you in Rolla, Missouri, and you're looking for something to do, go. The party just started. It's 8 o'clock. The party has just started. The band started at 9, and the Freakers Ball is tonight.